Hey, Michalina, it's Donna.
How are you, Donna?
Good, thanks. Can you hear me? I've got it on speakerphone.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
Great, because I want to tape it so that I can get your message loud and clear.
Okay, that's wonderful. Is it for an article you're writing?
Yeah, I'm writing an article in the Herald for December 2nd, so it's a little further down the road. Yeah. Yeah, so I thought, you know, you're in the inside scoop here, and I thought you could tell me, what's the name of your business?
Rocky Mountain Reeds.
Okay. And what do you do in that business?
So, it's named aptly because I'm passionate about the outdoors and nature, and we live in this incredible environment, and I wanted to bring a little piece of that back into people's homes. So I bring nature to your door.
Wow. What are the benefits of that? Why do people want greens in their homes?
Well, I know that personally, they're very soothing to me, and that I just think nature is so beautiful. Nature is art to me. And rather than sort of buy into the more commercial aspects, I think of Christmas and all the real blingy, glitzy things, I just really think that nature is so beautiful on its own. And so incorporating that into decor or celebrating the season in a more natural way, you know, with the rhythms of nature and the cycles that she brings and the different plants that we appreciate at different times of the year, is really important to me. So, of course, the coniferous greens that, you know, are typical for this time of the year have a fabulous scent about them. And so, you know, just having that aromatherapy is, you know, a piece of the season that I think most people respond to. You know, our sense of smell is so important. And so often when you think of Christmas, people think of the scent of pine and the smells that the Christmas trees bring.
Right, and in some cultures in Japan, they actually walk in the forest to get pine aromatherapy.
They do, mm-hmm. Yeah. I can't remember the term exactly, but it's called forest bathing.
Forest bathing.
Really. It translates as forest bathing, and yeah, it seems to be picking up as a trend in the States as well. And so yeah, they have these guys or leaders that actually take people out, and you know, to be surrounded by nature, and you have all the wonderful benefits and the negative ions that, you know, a forest would give off, and you have the aromatherapy, and it's scientifically proven now to reduce stress and boost our immune system. So
when they buy a Rocky Mountain Reef,
yes,
they're bringing that nature indoors.
They're totally bringing that nature indoors. So I just love that, you know, you can get that, that the beauty and the therapeutic benefits of nature. And, you know, it can be on your door and in your home year round. So, you know, we often live in such busy, hectic lives, you know, city dwellers. And it's surprising of just, you know, walking past, you know, some beautiful fresh boughs that are, you know, on your door, looking at it, smelling it, touching it, just to, you know, sort of take us back to those more, you know, primal, natural areas that, like, really do soothe our spirit and are really actually very healthy for us, and now scientifically proven to be healthy.
Mm-hmm. So if people can't afford it to come and buy a beautiful wreath, what would you suggest that they collect in their own garden right now?
Oh, Calgary's actually really great for that, and I actually, you know, source everything as locally as I can. So, you know, we have an abundance of beautiful spruce trees that were planted. I mean, the city planted a number of conifers. So, you know, I call it actually the city juniper. You might know the name better, Donna, but, you know, it's the long, brushy sort of ground cover mounds with the great little berries on it.
I
love using juniper in the creations that I make. And those little berries actually make gin. So that's, you know, some fun information. There's lots of great educational and, you know, sort of, you know, little trivia bits that you can learn about the species that are around us every day in our yard, that people, you know, might have a beautiful juniper hedge and don't even know that that's what those berries can be turned into. So we have juniper, the spruce, the blue spruce. We have an abundance of blue spruce in Calgary as well, and I just love that different, you know, color and texture, bringing that in. The pine cones even that we get. We have, you know, a few different varieties of pine that have been planted in the city. You might even have some cedar trees that are thriving in your yard. Any kind of ground cover.
And it doesn't hurt the trees? It doesn't hurt the trees to take these branches off?
No, that's another reason why I, concept in my business is that everything is really sustainable. It's actually very healthy to the trees to be pruned. So you can, you know, go out in your yard, cut off some tips of your spruce tree or your pine tree or your juniper and bring them inside, and it will actually help the tree. It rejuvenates it. It will grow back stronger and healthier the next year as well. So it's sort of a win-win. I always joke that no trees are hurt in the making of my wreaths, and we collect everything in the most healthy and sustainable ways that we can.
Huh. So people can just go out and simply clip off some branches and bring them indoors, or they can come and attend a workshop. Have you got workshops going?
Absolutely, yeah. That has become one of the biggest and most popular parts of the business. I did start off just doing wreaths, as the name says, but I started offering planter workshops. So I provide all the materials, gather the boughs, and you can come on in, and I just teach you the art of arranging them, how to prepare a winter pot. Our climate is very specific here in Calgary, and so I use a specific method for putting all the branches into the pots and the way that you do it. I also really love integrating the natural twigs and branches that we have here. So it's not just about the evergreens that are available, but we've got the red osier dogwood in southern Alberta that is just so gorgeous. It's got that rich red bark, which is perfect at Christmas time. We also have a lot of birch boughs or alder species. Anything really that you have around that's maybe been planted in your yard can be, you know, clipped off and brought indoors and used. So we always integrate some beautiful twigs into the planters and pine cones, and then I've got a great variety of decorative bows and just little hits of bling to add to the nature. I don't like to take too much away from the beauty of the natural product. So yeah, people come in groups, and it's a lovely night out. It provides some warm cider, and you go home with a gorgeous planter for your doorstep.
Wow, that sounds really fun. So how do people get a hold of you to register?
So you can visit, I operate out of Wolf Willow Studio, and that is in the Spruce Cliff Plaza, and you can Google www.wolfwillowstudio.ca or reach me at 403-690-4877.
Excellent.